good work out?
Yeah, I mean, really delighted that, delighted in several positives out there, and plenty of negatives to work on. So it's not like, you know, great performance, we're at a finished article by any means. It's the first game we've had. I'm really disappointed that Nwokoji picked an injury up. You know, whenever I speak to you, it's always about not injuring anyone, and we've injured someone today, so that worries me a bit with the size of our squad. Some massive pluses for me with people like Mintel. We brought Mintel in to be that attacking midfield player that gets in the box and scores goals. We stuck him up front today and I thought he was a real handful up front, and we've missed that other big one when Keds is out or whatever, and he looked like he could walk straight into the conference or the Football League meant. So I think that will be one of my best ever signings. I'm really chuffed with him. Obviously, most of the new signings done themselves justice today. I thought Yak's really organised well at the back. We had two young trialists as well. Both of them done well at centre-halves.
Michael Noon
done okay. And obviously the young left-back, Andre, twisted his ankle a bit, so a little bit worried about that. But he showed us with the two goals that him and Jolly could link up well. I thought in the first half Maney could have maybe scored a couple when we got him in behind, and that's very much a role that we're trying to get Maney to understand. And if we get him in against conference defences one on one, we know he's going to score goals. And that's two completely balanced sides today. That's not, you know, first half first team, second half second team. That's a complete mixture to get two strong sides. Could I get one really good side out of that? Yeah, I'd be surprised if I couldn't, yeah.
Is that a difficult role for John to adapt to, because he's used to being a
player? I think it is, but he's took it on in a really positive manner, John. He's trained really well. He's been reassured. He's had two scans on his knee that he was worried about. Last scan come yesterday. He's come through positive that it's good. He can go and really play in a game now. And I thought he worked his socks off, you know, because that role, and aren't the hard working role, we want to get Jolly in behind, but Jolly's also got a tuck back, and we want to get Moro in behind, but he's got tuck back. So we've got lots of options here, and like I say, what really pleased me was being able to swap people about. I mean, that second half we had two young trialists in there, Adam, who'd played last night 90 minutes and coming and done the job, and young who's the other one, Reese, coming in and done a decent job. So I'm really pleased today.
How far are you away from completion with your squad and your decisions?
Two players short. I mean, there was two players out there, Mamba Charlton, that we're looking at.
Centre half.
The big boy Mambo, the giant of a boy, and the boy Stavano, who sits in them rats. But again, I'm looking at my team, and I'm looking at the boy Moore from Dover, and he come in and, you know, got in a couple of tackles, won his tackles, and passed the ball brilliantly. So, you know, I'm quite happy with what I've got to work with at the moment. I'm being pestered by every agent in the world to, there's loads of players out there, but, you know, I just want to see what this side's got. And to be fair, that tells me a little bit today, and it pleases me, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just a pre-season friendly on a lovely pitch on a boiling hot day.
A lot of the talk at the moment is about the spending power of the teams in the Premier. Crawley's the obvious one.
Yeah.
It's
really
more this summer. You look at Luton, that goes without saying. Grimsby and Dines have come down. They look quite secure then, too. They've been on Chestershire. Is the pressure off to a certain extent? You've bought players from the lower levels. You've got released boys from the Football League.
I'm not too sure we have a low expectation. I mean, supporters are the same everywhere. They're gonna want me to be saying to my players, we can make the playoffs. And I don't know, I couldn't tell you now if we can make the playoffs, because they're young players. I don't know if we're going to travel up north when they get beat up and on frosty, horrible pitches, whether they've got the mental strength and the physical strength to do that. What that tells me today is, and all it tells me is, against a good side, on a good pitch, we can get the ball down and play. Now, I knew that about my old team last year. I knew we could get it down and play when people let you play, and it's a whole different ball game in the conference. And there's going to be some big, you know, if we'd have played Stevenage today and they'd have battered every single one of us all over the park, would we have stood up? I don't know.
Do you like not being spoken about too much?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it, yeah. No manager in his right mind would want to heap pressure on himself, and fair play to Mr. Evans, he's heaping plenty on himself in a minute. I think I wouldn't say our fans are more intelligent than the average fans, but I think they understand where the club is after 8 years, and they understand if we are to become a force in the Football League, which is what we want to be, it will be through blooding youngsters and getting youngsters coming through and working slightly differently to other clubs. Because okay, we're mid-table on spending money as far as the Conference is concerned. Then if we go into second division, we would be bottom half. But, you know, the Dagenhams and Blackpool have proved at the top level that they can get into the Premier with the smallest budget. So, yeah, but we have to try and learn from them. And I think our fans have a lot of patience. What they'll like to see, our fans, and I think I understand them now after being there 3 years, is they want to see people like Minshew. They want to see somebody that puts his head in the ball, runs his balls off, puts a foot in. That's what they want to see. And at the end of last year, they didn't see that, so they were disappointed, and I was disappointed. And you know, providing we can keep bringing these minstrels in, and I was delighted with them, then our fans are going to be happy. We're going to lose games, of course we are. But they want to lose games with pride and say, yeah, our boys put in a full shift today. And the only time I've ever had an agreement of fans is if they think the boys aren't putting in a full shift.
You prefer to do it as you're doing organically, I'll use that word, rather than really coolly getting a blank check to work from, really. Would you prefer, is it your preferred way of managing?
I don't know, really. It's difficult to say. I mean, you could say that in the Ryman League, when I took over this club, we had the second biggest budget apart from Chelmsford in the league. Now, I weren't moaning about that. I was thinking, yeah, I got pressure on me to get promoted. And you know you have to get promoted within a year or 2 years. So I wasn't adverse to utilising that money. If I had more money available, I'd utilise it with key players. And that's what Wimbledon of old always done. People forget, they play Group 1 football, but or direct football, but they always supplemented quality players in and around them, you know, the play. And, you know, that's what we'd look to do. Our scouting would be a massive fact for us this year. It won't be about the manager, it'll be about who my scout comes up with. When the scout comes up with Jolly and he comes up with Minshew and he goes, you want to get these boys and they can step up. And I have no doubt in my mind, both of those particular boys that have come from the Ryman League, I think they'll absolutely walk into this thing.
So you've mentioned that you've had agents phone you up all the time. Is there any plans to get any more players in?
We want as many players as we can that will come in and play for nothing. There's not many agents rung me up and said, I've got this boy that wants to come and play for now. We haven't got any more money. We've done all the money, so it might be two loans from Charlton, or it might be someone that really, it might be a Moore, it might be an Ed Harris or a Franks that really makes me say, well, that's it, I've got enough here.
Yeah.
Lovely, thanks. Good.